guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to Nashville, son, you finally got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I think Hank done it this way. Look at
Network. If you can support the network, folks, please do so. I know times are tough for many of you out there. Some of you are doing okay, and if you have the ability, please keep the network in your thoughts and in your kind of donation schedule to keep this thing going. So, Sam, I sent you clip 12. This is Senator Tuberville. Let's listen to a couple minutes of this. Okay. It should be here any second,
folks. This is all a scam. I mean, we got people that's getting ready to retire that's going to try to live off $2,000 to $3,000. Impossible. It's impossible. Because what happens, it comes up here, we spend it. We're $35 trillion in debt. We don't have any money. We're dead broke. And then taxpayers have $2 trillion in credit card debt. We are in huge trouble. In this body, we had better start figuring that out, because we're going to have a run on this city here soon, and there's going to be about 150 million people coming up here saying, where's our damn money that we paid in? I could have put my Social Security money, 40 years, in tax, in the market, and probably be worth $8 to $10 million today. But the federal government wasted it. So I'll get off my high horse there. But it's good we have this, because we got... You know, I get a little pension check from education. I was part of a union. It's not going to help people. People are going to have to work, continue to work longer and longer. Am I right, Ms. Gender? Can you say something about Social Security and it being taxed for some reason? We're taxing people for the second time on Social Security that they put into an account.
Yeah, and I'd like to point out, when Social Security was first founded, those who established it, it was started out as a 2%.
But, yeah. He just let him have it. He's telling you the truth. Where's Rand at? Get clip 8 ready, Sam. Now this is what's infuriating. The Gavin Newsoms. I was listening to David Knight, and somebody sent him a nickname for Gavin Newsom: grabbing nuisance. So instead of Gavin Newsom, grabbing nuisance. Anyway, grabbing nuisance and old Pritzker in Illinois and the goons in Jersey, the Hochul in New York, all these states, these Cloward and Piven purposely sabotaging the economies of their own states. The word is they're getting secretly bailed out by the Federal Reserve. Let's play clip 8.
I call up Senate Amendment 1614 and ask that it be reported by number.
Clerk will report.
The senator from Kentucky, Mr. Paul, proposes an amendment number 1614.
Mr. President, here we go again. Senators of both parties will once again kick the can down the road. Our national debt is over $34 trillion, and growing at an alarming rate. The majority of the Senate meets today to vote once again for more deficit spending. We now know that the Federal Reserve is not only buying the federal debt, they're buying the debt of profligate, large spending states like California, New York, and Illinois. My amendment would make it explicitly illegal for the Federal Reserve to buy the debt of these big spending, profligate individual states. It was never intended that Congress give the Fed the power, and we should make sure that it is explicit. The Federal Reserve cannot buy the debt of individual states. I urge a yes vote.
Senator from Minnesota.
There. So you see how this works. They can piss their budgets into the wind, just wreck their, so they'll get bailed out. And while the states that keep their financial house halfway squared away, well, guess what? The Fed just punishes everybody by higher prices, all that good stuff. I mean, what a crazy, crazy system. What a crazy world this is right now. We're teetering on the brink of collapse. Now, look at this. YouTube removes Patrick Howley's redacted, you know, the big YouTube channel redacted appearance, exposing the Feds tracking purebloods who rejected the vaccine. So, and he put this up on the 24th. YouTube removed my interview with redacted host Clayton Morris, in which I discussed my reporting on how the U.S. federal government is tracking people who made the choice not to get injected with the experimental mRNA vaccines pushed out to the public during the scamdemic. YouTube cited a supposed breach of community guidelines in pulling down an upload of the interview and issued a warning to the account that posted it. So feel free to watch it on Rumble. And so basically, you know, the feds are tracking people who decided not to get the vaccine injection, according to bombshell federal government records and video exclusively obtained by National File. According to the shocking video, unvaccinated people are quietly tracked when they go to the doctor's office or the hospital due to a quiet new program proposed and implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Government meeting materials made clear that the new program is designed to track people who are not immunized or only partially immunized. So, and we knew that this was coming due to stuff back in, you know, earlier in the COVID thing with the coding system and all that crap. You remember that way back? But yeah, so it's still going on, because guess what? This is the thing that jacks you into the monitoring system / social credit / cryptocurrency mining baloney, all those patents, remember all that stuff? So, you know, very, very crazy. Let's get clip 10 ready, Sam. And this is kind of like your World War III stuff. Let me find. Okay, so bulletin. This is up on Hal Turner, by the way. From today, GPS jammed from Copenhagen to Warsaw to Berlin. Is Russia bluffing? GPS is now jammed from Kaliningrad, Russia, to about Copenhagen, Denmark, down to Warsaw, all the way to Berlin, Germany. NATO's steadfast defender exercise is literally crippled as its high-tech GPS-guided weapons, blah, 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 blah. Flash, two NATO F-16s and one F-35 enter Ukraine airspace. All Israeli hostages dead. Hamas fails to provide list of living. Ceasefire negotiations halted. Blah, 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 blah. So let's go ahead and play a little bit of clip 10.
All right. This is your World War III update. I've just received some critical information from a source inside Poland that suggests that that country has now reached its penultimate stage of combat readiness, something akin to DEFCON 2, meaning that the prospect for conventional or unconventional, i.e. nuclear crisis, is extremely high at this point in time. I'm going to go over all the details of how this is going to manifest in terms of how the military is going to be conducting itself there from this point forward. As well, we have to talk about some very suspicious NATO exercises in that country that suggests they indeed are preparing for a large-scale conflict with the Russians. Now, before we talk about all the details, just to bring you guys up to speed with respect to what...
You know, I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, a lot of people are really looking at this buildup and then something going live. And so, unfortunately, the sick, twisted creeps that run the West, you know, all the alleged organ trafficking, human trafficking, biological warfare, experimentation in the Ukraine, all that stuff. I wish Tucker Carlson would have asked about some of that stuff, but I know that he had his own agenda there. I mean, just, you know, all this stuff with Putin. You know, there's an article up on Fitzpatrick Informer. Russia will become the capital of Kabbalah. Marxism-Leninism prepared us for Kabbalah, Rabbi Michael Laitman. And he's talking, you know, and this is a pretty long article, and I'm not going to dig through it all, but it's an interesting read, you know, kind of like the mystical side of this stuff, and definitely worth checking out. And then there's another article from like the day before, Communists and Kabbalah. And so, you know, it shows a picture of Lenin in the mausoleum, you know, and all this stuff with, you know, all this communist imagery that's still there in Russia. Let's take Mike in Kentucky real quick. Mike, what's on your mind?
I think there's several misperceptions or misconceptions that are allowed to be perpetuated by the media on the national debt and the Social Security system. Remember John, the Chief Justice, what was his name? John Roberts.
He's the Chief Justice now, yeah.
Wrangling over Obamacare, he surprised everybody, supposedly, by approving it and saying, hey, it's just another tax. Social Security is just another tax. It goes into the general fund. You are, on paper, earning credit based on every 3 months that you work, quarters. So based on how many quarters that you work, they calculate the Social Security check that you will get when you take full, you know, retirement of 65, 63, or 67 based on, you know, when you retire, they adjust that. But so people think they've paid into an account. Look at the card. The card says this number's been established for, and it's not your name on your birth certificate. It is in all capital letters.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, we all know all that, sure.
Well, flip it over on the back. It says the card is the property of the Social Security Administration. So it's not your card, not your number, not your name.
Yeah, well, you know, that's all that 14th Amendment stuff and the whole, you know, the whole creating this straw man for you and all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, just what I'm getting at is like the clip you played there, the people think that they've paid in, they could have took that money and paid it into some kind of a money market account or whatever to be worth $8 or $10 million. The government does that. And have you looked at the comprehensive annual financial report issue about how every level of government from your local water district all the way up through the state and their different government-held corporations, they all have basically a second set of books where all of their assets outside of the budget. They have a lot of assets outside the budget. And every one of these local school districts is supposed to maintain a surplus to run their school district equal to 2 years of how long it takes to run it.
Well, so the entire system is one big scam. That's all it is.
And
top
some of
to bottom.
People on the inside steal the money. Yeah. Like the city of Bowling Green, Kentucky, about 10 or 12 years ago, the comptroller got caught. He had been, for probably a decade, been absconding with money, and the estimate was $5 million he stole from the city of Bowling Green without them even noticing.
Yeah, the comptroller of St. Louis, his name was Vervis Jones, probably back in the late 80s, early 90s. He went to federal prison. Now his daughter's the mayor of St. Louis.
Oh, good old boy network. But no, the last thing I wanted to mention is during COVID, the world ran to buy U.S. Treasury securities, and that gave them everything they needed to float all this student debt. And so, you know, that's distorts the gross domestic product. By doing that, you know, selling these this debt, if the market demands it, people will buy it, you know. And so yeah. that helped to balloon the debt. But the gross domestic product artificially is kept at the same percentage of the debt. And the debt and the deficit are different. People don't equate the two.
Well, yeah, yeah. The deficit's something that you accrue, like, every year onto the debt.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the debt is not just based on the deficit accrued. The debt is based
well, I mean, the debt, selling, the debt, you treasury. Know what? We should just tell the Vatican and the Rothschilds to shove it. You know, right. That's who, yeah.
There's a concept in international law called odious debt. And
yeah,
if a debt
right.
is entered into by the government by fraud, it's null and void. But
yeah.
the problem is who holds the debt. Like the Federal Reserve holding the debt of California, they've got them out by the short hairs. You misbehave, well, you know, we'll just, we'll trash your Alpers, you know, CalPERS accounts, your retirements, you know, various other investments that the California Republic and or state of California, how many names are they operating under? Here in Kentucky, you can find stuff filed and stamped under state of Kentucky, but everybody says it's Commonwealth of Kentucky. So I don't know how many different entities each state is running, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah. I mean, I've got an article. I've got an article in here where basically the mayor of New York City, this character, he just had a bunch of his cohorts raided because he was talking about, yeah, we need to get rid of this sanctuary cities thing and change this stuff, blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, the FBI goons raid a bunch of his buddies. So, you know, it's all about keeping people in line.
I think
it's crazy.
Trying to mimic or resurrect, and they already have to a certain extent, the code of Babylonian commerce, which was one of the things that happened in Rome. But the ancient Greeks ran city-states, and if you remember the movie Rollerball, I saw that listed on a favorite top 10 movies of lawyers back in the 90s in a magazine called Media Bypass. Rollerball was about a future where nothing existed but corporations and city-states ran by those corporations.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
seems to be the direction they're trying to take us, you know, Lark from Texas or Lawrence, whatever his actual name is, he's trumpeting that concept of communitarianism, and basically it's just unification of the laws to where national borders don't matter. Cities are subscribing to a bank of lawyers and ordinances and code that they don't even write. They just the council just votes it in, and then the lawyers help them defend themselves. It's just, nuts.
Yeah, well, we'll start seeing these 15-minute cities. You know, Trump called them freedom cities, but you know they're building that big one in Saudi Arabia. That one that's Neem or something like that, to where it's one big long, miles long, freaking.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be some
Trump
corporation.
Trump called them freedom cities. That's great. I heard the chocolate ration has been increased by 15 grams a week too. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Right. All right, man. See ya. I got it up here, but in one of my articles that basically – oh, here it is. This is kind of a similar concept here where we're seeing Egypt announces a $35 billion deal with the UAE to buy a premium Mediterranean area. So the UAE with all their – cash developing the town of Ras El Hekma, town on the northwest coast. Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Mabouli announced on Friday after weeks of speculations. He said at a news conference, which was attended by Egyptian and Emirati officials, that Egypt will receive an advance amount of $15 billion in the coming week and another $20 billion within 2 months. It's the largest foreign direct investment in an urban development project in the country's modern history. It's a partnership between the Egyptian government and an Emirati consortium led by ADQ. Okay, he said. And so basically, you're coming in the at ADQ. At least let me look up what their story is real quick. But so it's a consortium from the Emiratis, and then they're just going to dump $35 billion into this offshore project. You know, it's like right at the tip of the sea, and they're just going to development. You know, 170 million square meters. Residential neighborhoods, tourist resorts, schools, universities, industrial zone, a central financial and business district, an international marina for tourist yachts, of course, and an international airport south of the city. So they're building like another kind of a Dubai, type of playground at the tip of, you know, Egypt there out in the sea. Very, very interesting that you're seeing this kind of this stuff. Is the West plotting a false flag provocation in Poland to blame on Russia and Belarus? Poland might very well be put up by its dual American-German patrons into carrying out a possible false flag provocation in order to generate popular support for the bloc's rapid militarization plans aimed at building Fortress Europe. All right, so, you know, you're reading about all these buildups in Poland, and people are worried about some sort of a false flag operation to suck us into some big, unfortunately, bloodletting with, the Russians, which, you know, they've already liquidated large parts of freaking the population of the Ukraine, so it just sucks. Let's take Caesar in New York. Caesar, what's on your mind?
Robert, how are you today?
Well, I'm all right, man. You know, just dealing with life, death, everything else.
Well, you have my deepest condolences.
Well, thank you, man.
Robert, Israel was founded and funded by the heads of the worldwide elite. The Rothschilds were involved in Satanism and Freemasonry with the purpose of making Israel the capital of a one-world government. Christianity and Judaism were severely hoodwinked through probably the largest mind-control operation in history, where billions of believers were brainwashed to blindly and unquestionably support this operation under the threat that those who don't stand behind it are cursed by God, and those who support this military state are blessed by God. Hamas was created by Israel to create the excuse for destroying the Palestinian population. Every time Hamas attacks Israel, they call upon the support of the entire world because they are considered the victims. In reality, both Hamas and Israel are controlled by the same hands behind the curtains of the world theater. The deeper agenda is to initiate a third world war with the purpose of forcing the world to unite in a one world government to prevent these kinds of wars once and for all. So it's a dog and pony show.
Yeah. Well, do you see all the stuff about the secret negotiations between the Vatican and the Italian Freemasonry? You see all that floating around?
Well, the Vatican is involved in a lot of things. If you remember Alberto Rivera, who was the Jesuit priest who
whistleblower, yeah.
He broke it all down. And, you know, I guess they took him out, you know. The Jesuit general, the Black Pope, because you have the Black Pope and the Gray Pope, he's the general, the Jesuit general. And he's one of the most powerful men in the world, the Black Pope. And then, of course, you have the Gray Pope, which is, they're all behind the scenes. You don't really, you know, you don't see these entities. You know, they're,
well, you don't see their machinations. Yeah,
right. It's like
well, they have minions. They have minions. Yeah, I sent this out to a bunch of people, but I was watching just a history of the Philadelphia mob. And Nikki Scarfo and this Joey Merlino guy that just came on YouTube. That's he's alleged boss or former boss, and now he's doing YouTube podcasts and stuff. And he's sitting there calling Sammy the Bull and Michael Francais all a bunch of rats. And I mean, it's some funny stuff. But the bloody history, it's just a microcosm of kind of like what the Jesuits do on the world scale. And it's the same thing that the Jews do. You know, they were talking about how these Jewish mobsters came in and they shot up a bunch of these Sicilian mobsters and all this. And so, you know, what's crazy is like, it's like this, as mankind becomes more and more evil and they want to bitch at people becoming rats, but it's just like, so the boss, he'll have a good soldier or a good underboss or whatever. And he gets jealous of the underboss because he's doing so well. And he orders him to get whacked when he was a good guy and he never did anything wrong to the boss. But see, and then, so this guy's like, well, this guy tried to just have me whacked. So he goes and turns and testifies and this and that. But it's just like, if the boss was being a good boss, why would you try to kill one of your under bosses who's a good guy and never did anything to you? But then you have these under bosses that conspire against bosses, and then they go blow the boss away and murder him out in the middle of the street. I mean, it's just the crazy gangland behavior of these guys. But it's a microcosm of government and the way governments act towards each other and these families like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers.
Listen, Robert. At least the mob leaves you with money. The government leaves you broke, homeless, and in the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. It's crazy.
Listen, you're going to think I'm crazy, but that's okay because I have the highest respect for you. But right, I'd rather get a criminal with a gun to rob me than a cop pulling me over with a gun. I got a better chance with the criminal than I do with the cop. These cops are Nazis. These cops are like, in New York now, they've, you know, they're quiet because, as you said a few weeks ago, because you weren't in last week, but the week before that, you were saying that, you know, you were calling them out at this precinct, X amount of 158 cops, at this precinct, 200 cops injured. Listen,
yeah,
there ain't no more respect for these guys. These guys now, you know, them wearing that uniform, they're a target.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. But, you know, when the corruption gets to a certain level, these guys become enforcers of the corrupt system. It's like you guys are going to take a kid away from parents because they didn't want to turn him into a tranny and mutilate him. And you got cops in other states that actually follow the orders of or FBI agents or whatever. They're like, this judge says you need to take this kid out of the home because their parents don't want to transition them. Well, if I'm a cop, I'm like, look, man, I ain't taking no. And this is a Catholic, you know, a traditional Catholic family that are, you know, Christians or whatever. They don't want it, their little boy becoming a girl. And the state says, we're taking these kids. I mean, we're in the end times. We're in the end times of the country, but we're in the end times of the world spiritually, to where it's like, this ain't going to go on much longer.
Listen, Robert, you got to understand that the body is the temple of God and the Holy Spirit resides there. If you take this vaccine, which changes the genome from ATCG to ATCCG, the Holy Spirit cannot live within a machine. They're trying to defile God's creation. They hate God and they hate the creation, and they're trying to defile it. God is order, and Satan is confusion and disorder. And the paradigm is that they know that the veil is thin on the other side, and they're going to take us all with them to hell. That's the bottom line. And right now, the people are so dumbed down. Everybody's vaccinated. Look, I'm here in the communist state of New York, right? A couple of weeks ago, I was in Long Island City. There's two guys on a bike. Well, one guy is driving. The other guy, it's a 122cc. So it's not a battery operator. It's a gas. The guy in the back got a piece. He grabs the woman's purse. They rip her chain. They drag her down the street. Long Island City. I'm in Astoria by LaGuardia Airport, right? They got now, it used to be called a courtyard. They got all the illegals there. They got all bikes. They're drinking beers. They're urinating outside. They don't care. They got tons of garbage bags because they don't eat our food. They throw it out. They don't want it. Another time, they're robbing a woman again. I mean, it's insane. I mean, and then you got a progressive DA who's a communist. This guy Bragg.
Yeah, Alvin Bragg, yeah.
Yeah, he lets them all out. Look, they beat up the cops. What they do? They dropped the charges. They gave them tickets to California. I mean,
this is the beginning of the Red Terror, bro. This is the beginning of the Red Terror. All right, man. Thanks for calling. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
All right. Half hour of the broadcast coming your way, man. That brings back a lot of crazy memories. Camping and all that stuff. Listening to 8-tracks of Hank Sr. and Waylon and all that. What great days. What great times. When life was, and it was, I knew it was due to me being a little kid and only having limited kind of grasp on what was going on around me, but it was just this world where we're at now and the state of things. It's just so tainted. It's so dirty, so filthy. The great falling away, as the Bible talks about, is here. It's real. I mean, where it talks about men not having natural affection and truce breakers, vile, you know, all those things, they're all in place right now. Germany confirms leaked audio of its top generals discussing blowing up the Crimean Bridge. Huge development, an absolute smoking gun revelation. The government of Germany has confirmed the authenticity of a leaked audio recording file published by Russia's state-backed RT. The leak was first published by RT editor-in-chief, who described that she received it from Russian security officials. It featured top-ranking Germany military officials in a private discussion of a potential German operation to bomb the Crimean Bridge in Russia. Russian media is now openly admitting that the call was in fact intercepted by Russia. Moscow's now saying that it shows direct German involvement in the war. And then what's being reported is a very serious matter, and that's why it's now being investigated very carefully, very intensively, and very quickly, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said in Rome. So basically, it could have been easily dismissed in the West as simply Russian source propaganda or even AI fake. However, in an unexpected development, the highest levels of the German government have now confirmed that the audio is indeed real. And Berlin launched an investigation into the serious breach of secured communications. Is that mind-blowing or what? I mean, that's just so over the top. It's craziness. Let me see here. Back to the culture and the full-blown collapse. Sam, get clip 11 ready. I'm sure many of you have seen this. This is a regular news report where if you got a sheriff talking, the whole nine yards. Go ahead and play clip 11. It's on X, but go ahead and play that.
Sheriff told us about a man who he said wanted to eat a child. Yes, eat her. As in cannibalism. And that was just one of the shocking details we heard at that press conference this morning.
A knock on the door.
What's up, man? What's up?
Met by guys in green. 45 people arrested for being child predators, prostitutes, johns, human traffickers. And this.
A gentleman wanted a person brought to him that he could eat, physically cannibalize.
That was Justin Bensing, who also, according to this warrant, planned to kidnap a child and make her drink her own pee to get him off.
You want to talk about the depravity of humanity? Look at these people.
People like Assam Batros.
He took an erectile dysfunction pill before he got there. And then he injected himself with testosterone into his genitals.
All while thinking he was meeting a 14-year-old, like many of the people who knocked at this door.
You're good, bro.
During the course of the investigation, a lot of people admitted that they knowingly had sexually transmitted diseases. And they were willing to have sex with a 14-year-old.
How you like that, folks? Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Child's death under criminal investigation, sheriff reveals, not a typical accident. The sister of Elaine Child, McConnell's wifey, CEO of the dry bulk company, The Foremost Group. I read this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but now it's under investigation as a possible hit. Warning, Gates-funded factory breeds 30 million mosquitoes a week for release in 11 countries. This is on Global Research. In a two-story brick building in Medellin, Colombia, that's where all the passport bros are going to have fun with the girls down there, and they're all getting disappeared and kidnapped and tortured and killed. Colombia scientists work in a muggy labs breeding 30 million genetically modified mosquitoes weekly in labs. Just as COVID vaccines have saved, quote unquote, millions of lives, or as previous vaccination progress have left thousands in sterile in India and Kenya, polio vaccines and all that. So the mosquitoes are released in Colombia, Brazil, Mexico, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Australia, Fiji, Kiribati, New Caledonia, and Vanuatu, 11 countries total. Don't you love Bill Gates? Just mind-blowing stuff. Now there's another story up on Global Research I wanted to touch on. WHO and Gates Incorporated announced plans to flood Africa with ultra-dangerous malaria vaccines. Yeah, so WHO Director Tedros declared that 12 African countries will be receiving 18 million doses of malaria vaccine in the coming months, declaring that climate change is largely responsible for the continuing disease burden in the continent. Yeah, climate change. Let's see. You know, I had an article up. Oh, yeah, this one. So, an anxiety drug has been linked to soaring overdoses. What's going on? Okay. Its generic pharmaceutical name is Pregabalin, although you may know it by one of its brand names, Alzane, Axolid, and Lyrica. Now, Lyrica was all over the United States. I remember seeing it on commercials. It is a drug that is prescribed for three very different reasons. As an anticonvulsant used to treat people with epilepsy, it's also used to alleviate pain. Mostly, however, is used to help with anxiety and depression. That's quite an impressive CV for a single medication, but then there's a problem. In fact, there's more than one. Firstly, it's highly addictive. When it was originally introduced in the UK market back in 2004, the Pfizer product was heralded as something of a miracle drug, an ideal substitute for the nasty addictive opioids that would go on to cause such horrific problems in the US. Yeah, so now they're saying it's like killing all kinds of people over in Britain and so forth and so on. Just, you know, mind-blowing. Let's see here. Let's talk about Fannie Willis for a second. Get clip two ready, Sam. This is old good old Alan Dershowitz, and he's talking about how all the prosecutors in the U.S. are going to be pissed because basically Fannie Willis is going after this kind of cell phone pings as not reliable evidence. Let's play clip two real quick.
This is what Phony Willis did, which is so damaging. I think every prosecutor in the United States was squirming when she said this. She submitted a document, a legal brief, in which she said, you know, the fact that there are pings and that he was in the neighborhood is totally irrelevant. It shouldn't even be admissible. It's not in any way probative of the fact that he was in my apartment. He wasn't in my apartment. And the fact that he may have been near my apartment because of the pings is irrelevant. Well, I have to tell you, I have a client now who's in jail for 5 years for murder. I won his appeal, but then he plea bargained and got it down. But he's in jail for 5 years based on pings, based almost exclusively on the fact that cell phone tower pings placed him near, not at, not in, not, but near where relevant facts occurred. And therefore, the jury was allowed to infer, and they did infer, the first trial, when we got reversed, but infer that he must have been at the crime scene. That is a powerful prosecutorial tool. It's used every day in courtrooms around the United States, including in Fulton County, including in cases brought by Phony Willis. It is one of the most powerful prosecutorial tools in their repertory, in their armament. The defendant was in the area. We can prove it by the pings from the towers. Admissible, conviction, affirmed on appeal. Courts, maybe they shouldn't, but they have. But now here comes Phony Willis and says, never again should these pings be ever introduced in a criminal case. That's what she's saying. She's saying they're not relevant. They're not relevant to me, unless she's saying, you know, justice for me, but not for thee. Will she actually have the chutzpah to come to court a year from now in a ping case when the defendant says the pings should not be admissible because maybe he was a block away? Will she have the nerve to come in to court and say, no, 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 for him, this guy about to go to jail, it's admissible. For me, it wasn't, but for him, it was. Why? Because I'm the chief prosecutor and you have to believe what I have to say. No, it should either be admissible for everybody.
That's just absolutely nuts. Let's take Sean in Australia. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Rob. Good show as always. I can't stick around for long, but you were just talking earlier about how you feel like it's coming to the end times with everything that's going on in the world. I was just out on the road, and as you know, I've got my little recorder that I carry everywhere with me. And you can even hear the traffic going past. As I was saying, somebody wrote me an email saying that I must be one of the most hatest type of people on the face of the planet because of the way I say things, the way I deliver the message, and what message I deliver. And I said, no, you don't understand. You know, and they're sort of trying to push it towards any one of us that think outside the square we live in. And right. I thought to myself, you know, I didn't think end times because, as you know, I'm not religious. But the thing is, I did think to myself, I was saying on the recorder that if you think I'm such a hater because of what I say or what you say, Rob, or what BB9 says, it doesn't matter, because of what we say, then you're obviously blind because the world has gone to hell. It's gone to absolute hell. And you know, when we're talking about all the molestation and the rape and the murder and the pillage and, you know, the Gateses and the Clintons and all of this, if people can't understand what we're trying to say, albeit that you deliver your message a bit kinder than what I do, the fact remains is they should be able to see what we're trying to say, because what you call the end times, I call the world has gone to hell. It's like... how can people not see it? Look at it
this way. I look at it as end times with a certain finality. but you could also just say in general, end times of a once great society, end times of a once free nation, with no light at the end of the tunnel. It's still an end, but it's a dark end where, you know, if you have like an eschatological kind of view about it, about, okay, well, this has all been basically laid down, and it prophesied that, these things were going to happen before the final sequence of events when good wins out and evil gets crushed or whatever. Now, if you're agnostic or, let's say, atheistic, you could be like, well, look, this is a dark path we're traveling down now. Now, I don't know what it's the end of the path, but it's still an end point of a once great or a once good productive civilization moving into a dark form of dystopian authoritarianism, totalitarianism, and that sort of thing. So it's still an end. But you just don't, you know, we might have viewpoints about the very end, but we're still can all feel that we're coming upon some sort of a final last gasp for decency and honor and order and everything else that makes a society decent, you know.
Yeah, it's an end of certain times. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. I don't know what your audience think of Caesarion, and I don't always think the world of him either. But the thing is, one of the things he wrote in one of his books was that there are dark times coming, but once those dark times pass, we'll go into a golden age. Now, I don't necessarily mean.
Well, have you heard like Alex Jones talks about? Okay, hard times breed good men. Good men breed easy times. Easy times breed soft men. Soft men let things go into a kind of like a cycle.
The original quote was actually said by I forget his name now, but Jacko actually said that when he was on my network. He actually quoted that as well, and it really is true. So hopefully that will come to pass. But I agree with you. Anyway, I've got to leave you, brother. I'm enjoying the show. Keep up the good work.
All right. All right, man. Take care, Sean.
Take it easy, man.
Taibbi, MSNBC, Paul Krugman, panic over white rural rage. Okay. This week is undisguised class hatred. The New York Times and MSNBC slobber over a new book on the domestic threat. Tom, I'll start with you, said Mika Brzezinski. Why are rural white voters a threat to democracy at this point? And so this guy, he just delivered this book. Wait a minute. Did I skip somebody? Oh, crap. Jack in Massachusetts. Sorry, Jack. I missed you. Go ahead.
Hey, my friend.
What's up,
man? Your show is totally awesome. I kind of want to, you know, maybe downshift a little bit. What's your take, and how are you taking any of the Kennedy campaign?
Yeah, I'm looking at it, and you know, I got some of it up in my notes right here, where it talks about it was a Zero Hedge article, but basically how the third parties are going to, change the out, you know, that third party candidates will swing the election. This was up on Zero Hedge the other day.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I think it's a two-party system. You got the uniparty.
Yeah.
And the alternative. Now I'm up here in Massachusetts. I've known the Kennedys. I'm right up here on Cape Cod. And we all have to take the Kennedy history and whatnot. Jack Kennedy was an incredible guy, of course, and he met his fate. But anyway, so I mean, I do listen to Kennedy's talk, and I would encourage everybody listening to listen to Kennedy. I think he needs to be listened. He deserves to be listened to. You know.
Yeah, I like the whole aspect of the children's health defense and all that side. I didn't like when he talked about reparations, and I didn't like when he's all on board with the climate change agenda, because the climate change agenda, this green agenda, is actually a red agenda dressed up as a green agenda.
I think he just, you know, preaching to the choir there, but I think he's a very dynamic guy. He's seen a lot.
Yeah. You know, well, what they're doing is presently they're Ron Pauling him like they did in 2012 to Ron Paul. So that's what they're doing to Kennedy. And he's basically persona non grata on the mainstream media. They won't even the Biden gang won't even give him Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
It's a real shame. I'm in favor of a four party system. You got the two uniparty gangs. And then you need a real party. You need a real party on the left that really represents workers, like a labor party without all the Marxism. And then you need a real party on the right, which is like your staunch, hardcore founding fathers, minimalistic, total hardcore, like, you know, spirit of 1776 blood. Party blood. On the right. Yeah.
The blood. Wouldn't we call that a purple party?
Well, you know, in the two parties, the Labor Party and the Patriot Party, let's just say that those are the two parties. Those two could work behind the scenes to upend the uniparty gang on both, you know, on Reed. Both the fake left and fake right. Yeah.
I hear you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, I want to move on to the problem that we're dealing with here with this invasion of the people from the Americas.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Americas. You got all kind of Africans, too. Tons of Africans.
Well, that's another aspect. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, they're flying in. You know, they're paying $10,000.
Well, so were all the Arabs from Syria and elsewhere.
Right.
You know, we took in tons of Afghanis. We took in tons of Afghanis who are here probably for operations whenever they activate.
I would say the filter would be are you an American? If you're not an American, you stay in Mexico, and we'll talk later. You know, but anyway, because I mean, this is an incredible situation for humanity. But anyway, so I'm just theorizing, and I've said what we as the citizens of this great country, the United States, we need to dollarize the Americas. We need if we were to dollarize Central and South America, the Rothschild guy said, give me a control of its currency. I don't care who makes its laws. We need to dollarize.
Yeah, well, do you really want to do that to those poor people down there?
Well, I mean, it'll take the dollar. It'll take the dollar to the moon.
Well, that's what Milei's doing in Argentina. But do you really want to do that to Bukele down there in El Salvador, who's really straightened his country out? I mean, I don't know. That's a tough one.
You know, there's something to talk about. And I love your old tunes you're bringing up here, man.
Those are my late uncle's tunes, man. He just died Thursday. So, Rich. Yeah, Uncle Rich.
Oh, no.
That's my Uncle Rich, man. I love you, man. And I'll probably end up seeing you soon enough. All right, everybody, enjoy your week. We'll see what they got for us.
Sweeps. Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.